This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It is the big left-hander, Michael Chisholm, on the mound. He will be facing in the Comus Redskin lineup that looks like this. Leading off and playing third base, Evan Herbstreith. Batting second, playing first base, B.J. Chaussee. Hitting in the number three slot, the shortstop, Connor Engelman. Ryan Jansen, the sophomore catcher, bats fourth. Alex Rossetti, the sophomore center fielder, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Austin McDowell, the second baseman. Carter Sabo, the sophomore pitcher, bats seventh. Nicholas Meischer, the sophomore right fielder, bats eighth. Hunter Arndt, the senior designated hitter, bats ninth. With that, Evan Herbstreith steps in and gets the first delivery from the big left-hander. It's a called strike. Barry Wright, our umpire behind the plate this morning. This one is low and inside, and the count goes to 1-1. Mr. Wright, throughout his years, has had a consistent strike zone. If you hit the black, you'll get the call. That one's a little too far outside. The count goes to 2-1. It is a balmy, sunny Saturday morning as we start this one at 11 o'clock. Swing and a foul, and it's 2-2. The breeze blowing straight out to center field this morning. Just a few white clouds in the sky. Nothing threatening. Knock on wood. Slow roller to the second baseman. We'll come over and let it go right through the wicket. So we'll start things off with an E4 on Jacob Rowald. And with that, the Redskins will get the first runner on base.
B.J. Chaussee.
That will bring up the first baseman, B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee, who stands in from the left side with a runner on first. They'll hold him close and throw over, and Herbstreith is back safely. Had a lead of only a couple of steps, so he had no problem at all getting back there. Now the first one to Chaussee on the outside corner, a called strike. Michael Chisholm, as we said, a big left-hander with a 3-1 record on the season. 1.20 earned run average. Here comes the 0-1. He offered and missed in an attempted bunt, and so the count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes on the number two hitter, number two on the back of his jersey, B.J. Chaussee, seeing if he can move that runner over. Slow roll to third. They'll go to second, get one, throw to first. And he's saved. So Chaussee will reach on the fielder's choice. Herbstreit's going to be retired down at second base. It will go 5-4 on the putout for the first out of the inning. And that will bring Connor Engelman to the plate.
Number one, Connor Engelman.
Engelman, a senior shortstop for NHS. He was 0-4 the other day against Jabot, so looking to see if he can't pick up his first hit of the sectional. Instead, there'll be a throw over to first. Now to the plate. Slow roller into the hole. Shortstop can't get to it. And the Redskins have something going here in the top of the first as they're putting the bat on the ball.
Ryan Jansen.
It'll be a single through the hole for Connor Engelman. So now with runners on first and second with one out, that'll bring up the sophomore catcher, Ryan Jansen. Jansen looking down for instructions. With Peace go down there, flashes a few. Chaussee on second, Engelman on first. One out, and the pitch. Outside corner, it's a called strike on Ryan Jansen. The corners belong to the pitchers if they can hit them. This one, he goes after a high, hard one and can't catch up with it, so Jansen is quickly in the hole, 0-2. With two on and one out, the 0-2 pitch to Ryan Jansen. Here it comes. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Catcher drops it, but first base is covered. And that will be the second out of the inning.
Two outs in the inning. Now batting center fielder.
First K of the day for Michael Chisholm. And that will bring Alex Tossetti to the plate. Tossetti, the sophomore center fielder. See if he can't make some two-out magic happen here for the Redskins. Herb Streeth reached on an error. He was forced out by Chaucy. Then the single by Engelman. Puts runners on first and second, and now a nice breaking ball comes in for strike one. Chisholm, good speed, good control. Now he'll spin and look at second. Chaucy will go running back in quickly. So now we'll look for another 1-1 count. To the plate it comes. Popped up. Pitcher says, I've got it. He's halfway between home plate and the mound. He'll make the catch. And the Redskins will be retired here in the top of the first.
No score.
No runs, one hit, no errors, or one error, excuse me, two left on. We'll go to the bottom of the first. You're listening to WSMI. We serve mid-Illinois. That's what WSMI is all about. We're serving up a doubleheader in baseball today. First game, Staunton taking on to Topless. Here in our nightcap, it is the Nokomis Redskins taking on the Valmeyer Pirates. The Redskins threatened in the first as they got a couple of runners on via an error and a single. But they left those two stranded. Now we'll go to the bottom of the first. And Carter Sobel's first pitch is a called strike. Sobel with an outstanding outing last Saturday as he shut down Mont Olive. And then Wednesday, I guess it was, he came in and shut the door on Waterloo Jabot to seal the 5-3 victory for the Redskins, and that got him here to the championship game. Now a two-strike pitch is fouled straight back into the netting in front of us. Count remains 0-2 on Michael Chisholm, the left-hand hitting pitcher for the Pirates. Here's the 0-2, swing, and fouled off. Jansen couldn't quite hold on to that one. Went off the top of his mitt. And so the count will remain 0-2 on the leadoff hitter, Michael Chisholm. Chisholm hitting .379 in the leadoff slot. Shows why right there as he laces one into left field for a leadoff single. And that's the way the Pirates will get it started against the Redskins here in the bottom of the first. The other day as they played the Carrollton Hawks, they jumped on the Hawks early. Picked up three runs in the first inning. Added on six more in the seventh for a convincing 9-0 victory over the Carrollton Hawks, and that's what got them into this sectional championship game this morning. Cole Jelfs, the batter, he's a senior. Playing shortstop, another throw over. Ooh, that was a little low, but Chaucy did a good job of digging it out the dirt and keeping the runner at first base. Sobel, now to the plate. Bunt back to the mound. It's a slow roller. Carter's going to pick it up. And the sacrifice will be successful as it will go 1-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning. It'll move Michael Chisholm up to second base for Jake Krekel. Krekel, senior center fielder. Bats from the left side as well. He'll stand in from the left side as Sobel will come to the stretch. Now to the plate, fouled straight back for strike one. This Pirate lineup, what I saw the other day, looks like some serious swingers from top to bottom of the lineup. Most everybody has a 300-plus batting average or better. Slow breaking ball stays upstairs, and the out count goes to 1-1. On Jake Krekel. Philip Reinhart, the sophomore first baseman, waits on deck. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball to short. Nice big hop for Engelman. He'll fire across the diamond. It's a low throw, but But Chaucy does an outstanding job of getting that one on a short hop. That was not an easy play at first base. It's one of those that bounced way out in front of him, and he had a difficult hop to handle. But Chaucy was up to the occasion, and Kreckel is retired for the second out of the inning. That'll bring in Philip Reinhart. Talked about all the batters in their lineup batting 300. Well, Reinhart, one step better. He's going 445 on his average for the season. Takes a called strike. Reinhart, sophomore, first baseman. Runner down there at second base. That's Michael Chisholm. He's there after a leadoff single and a sacrifice. Pitch is high and the count goes to 1-1. Tyler Kempfer, catcher, waiting in the on-deck circle for the Pirates. Swing and a foul back, and it's 1-2. Carter Sobel and the Redskins would prefer that Kempfer would start things off in the second inning, if that's all right, as it's a 1-2 pitch coming to Philip Reinhart. He waves that bat over his head. Now the breaking ball stays high, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the first. Runner down to second base, Michael Chisholm. He'll take his lead. Engelman kind of playing close behind him. Now he'll go to his position, and it'll be popped up. Catcher's going to have a play, and Jansen will make the catch. So both teams get runners in scoring position in the first inning, but neither team comes up with any runs, as it's one hit, no runs, no errors, one left on base for the Pirates. We'll go to the top of the second. We're scoreless. Pirates and Redskins on WSMI.
First batter for the Tacoma.
Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, perched up here in the press box. Not a whole lot of air moving around here today. There's a bit of a breeze, but it doesn't help us because it's blowing from the back of the press box forward and not getting through to us. Austin McDowell, the senior second baseman, will lead things off for the Redskins here in the top of the second. He'll look at strike one. Now the big lefty brings it again. This one is a little bit low, and the count goes to 1-1. Michael Chisholm, an imposing figure out there on the mound, as he rocks and fires, and that breaking ball drops in late for a called strike two. McDowell had his knees buckle as that one dropped in for a strike, and he's in the hole. Ball goes into the dirt, and the count will even up at two balls and two strikes. Two and two on the leadoff hitter, Austin McDowell. He'll wait the next delivery. And swings late, protecting the plate, and fouls this one off down the right side. So we'll do it all over again. As McDowell, batting in the number six slot, will be followed by Carter Sobel and Nicholas Masher. Swing and a miss. Catcher drops it. He'll have to throw to first. A high throw. And he's able to make the play as the first baseman, Philip Reinhart, went up, caught the ball, then came down, tagged the bag just ahead of Austin McDowell. That's the way the top of the second begins. Second strikeout of the day for Chisholm. That'll bring Carter Sobel, his counterpart, to the plate. He'll take that breaking ball and launch it into left center field. Nobody's going to get to that one. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. It's bobbled out there, and Sobel's going to come in to second, standing up with a stand-up double. Carter Sobel
batting right fielder
gives the Redskins a scoring threat here in the second inning. That'll be the second hit of the day for the Redskins. Didn't overswing on that one, just let the bat do the work.
Courtesy
now Sobel,
second base is number 10, Cameron Neisler,
is going to go back to the dugout, and his courtesy runner, Cameron Neisler, will take over at second base. So Neisler's out there at second as Nicholas Masher, the sophomore right fielder, gets ready to stand in from the left side. Umpire's taking care of their paperwork here. Chisholm out on the mound. He's ready. Meisler at the plate. He's ready. He'll stand in with one out. The first pitch coming to the sophomore right fielder, Nicholas Meisler. The big lefty rocks and fires. On the outside corner for a call, strike one. Meisler steps out, takes a swing. Now he steps back in. He's ready for the 0-1. Comes inside, jammed him, fouled it back for strike two. So now Michael Chisholm has Nicholas Meisler set up for the strikeout. He's got two Ks on the day already, looking for number three here. He brings it, and it is a swing and a miss. Once again, the catcher can't catch the ball down in the ground, but he's able to throw down to first base, and that will be the second out of the inning, both coming via the strikeout route.
Now batting, the DH, number four,
down
Hunter
at
Arndt.
Second still is Meisler, the courtesy runner. Strikeout number three for Chisholm today. The number nine hitter, Hunter Arndt, the designated hitter. He'll look at a ball up and away. Scoring opportunities may be at a premium today, so you better take advantage whenever you can. Arndt looks at a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens at 1-1. As we play here in the top of the second, we're scoreless at Greenville University. The winner moves on to the Super Sectional Monday. Here's the pitch, foul back, and Arndt's in the hole, 1-2. Well, the other day against Waterloo Jabot, the bottom four in the batting order accounted for 7 of the 9 hits for the Redskins. Arndt could get a big one right here. Nope, he'll foul it off and stay alive. That was high and outside, but protecting the plate, he just kind of waved at it and fortunately got a piece of it. So we'll do it all over again with 1-2, that runner down at second still for Arndt. He held up. No, he didn't hold up. Catcher dropped the ball, but he was able to grab it, pick it up, and tag the batter before he could get out of the batter's box. So in the inning for the Redskins, one hit, no errors, one left on base. They have stranded three through two innings, and we'll go to the bottom of the second. We're scoreless. Val Meyer and Nokomis coming your way on WSMI. That's right. FM 106, that's the place to be on this Saturday as it's sectional baseball championship games. Game number one this morning saw Staunton taking on Tutopolis. Now here in our nightcap, it is the Val Meyer Pirates taking on the Nokomis Redskins. We move to the bottom of the second. It'll be the 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up for Val Meyer. Tyler Kempfler, Riley McCarthy, and Jacob Rowald to face Carter Sobel. First pitch is low and away. Ball one to Tyler Kempfler, the senior catcher. He leads the Pirates with 3 home runs on the season. Little bit low again, and Sobel falls behind on the count, 2-0. Kempfler stands in. Swings and fouls this one back. So he was going to take a healthy cut on that 2-0 pitch. He did. It was a little late getting around. The count goes to 2-1. We play here in the bottom of the second. 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up. Swing and a foul tip caught by the catcher. And the count evens at 2-2. Carter Sobel on the mound. Ryan Jansen behind the plate. That's the battery for the Redskins today. Now a breaking ball stays upstairs and the count goes full. B.J. Chaussee at first, Austin McDowell at second, Connor Engelman at shortstop, Evan Herbstreit at third. That's the infield. Swing and a miss, and Carter Sobel picks up his first K of the day as Tyler Kempfer is retired for the first out here in the bottom of the second. Looking out at the outfield for the Redskins, it is Adam Lyons in left, Alex Tossetti in center, and Nicholas Meisler in right. called strike one on Riley McCarthy, left-hand hitting third baseman for the Pirates of Valmire. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Valmire, not that long ago, victims of the flood, had to rebuild the entire school system there. Up on higher ground, as they say. Ball is up and in to McCarthy. As he stands in from the left side, the only hitter in the lineup not hitting 300. As this one goes into the dirt for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Bottom of the second, we're scoreless. Valmire and Nokomis. Sabo walks behind the mound for a second. Now he climbs back on top. He'll rock, he'll fire. Foul back, into the net. The lemonade sales should go sky high today. The temperature's going to be hovering around 90 if it's not there already. Here comes the 2-2. Foul back again. Ryan McCarthy, sophomore, proven to be a tough out here as he's protecting the plate with two strikes. He'll step out. Now he's back in. He gets set. Sobel brings it. He'll foul it off again. Carter Sobel having trouble getting that third strike past the number six hitter, Riley McCarthy. The sophomore is playing tough, hanging in there. Now a changeup, swing and a miss, and Carter Sobel picks up his second strikeout of the day. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. That'll bring up the number seven hitter, freshman second baseman, Jacob Rowald. So the Pirates have a lot of left-hand batters, and Rowald is another one. He'll stand in from the left side and look at strike one. Six seniors, two sophomores, and a freshman in the starting lineup for VHS. Jacob Rowald is that freshman. He plays second base. He'll pop this one down the left field line. Looks like it's heading out of play, and it is. So the count will go to 0-2 on the number seven hitter, Jacob Rowald. Drew Mouse waiting on deck. This one is lined right back to the middle, and the center fielder, Alex Tosetti, played him perfectly. Took a couple of steps in, made the catch for the third out, and so it's a 1-2-3 inning for Carter Sobel and the Nokomis Redskins. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The Pirates have stranded one through two. We're scoreless as we move to the top of the third. You're listening to WSMI. Gary Boker up here in the warm and toasty yet shaded press box. As we move to the top of the third, the Redskins and the Pirates scoreless. Fly ball into short right center field. Right fielder hollers, "Everybody get away, I've got the play," and he makes the catch in the right center field.
Brings up
one
two,
pitch, one
BJ
out
Chelsea.
As Herbstreit is retired. And that will bring up the left-hand hitting B.J. Chaussee, the Redskins' first baseman. He reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. And he watches the first one come in, a breaking ball for a called strike from Michael Chisholm. Chisholm, breaking ball goes low, and Chaussee couldn't hold up the swing. B.J., who started Wednesday's game, got the win in a game against Waterloo Jabot. Sobel came in and finished things off the last couple of innings as pitch number three comes in outside and the count goes to 1-2. So Sobel and Chaussee like to interchange between first and pitching. And today it is Carter Sobel's turn to be back on the mound. B.J. moving back over to first base. He looks at a ball in the dirt, and the count goes to 2-2. Connor Engelman, who singled his first time up, waits in the on-deck circle. Here comes the 2-2 delivery to BJ. He'll lace this one into left field, but the left fielder has a bead on it. And he'll make the catch, will Andrew Whipple. So two fly balls have resulted in two outs for the Redskins here in the top of the third. Connor Engelman, the senior shortstop, will now stand in, as we said. He has the one of the two hits for the Redskins. He'll ask for time. Get settled in. And a little nubber. First baseman's got to come over and catch it. He's going to take it himself and win the race to the bag. And so Engelman and the Redskins are retired here in the top of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. The Redskins have stranded three through three innings. We'll go to the bottom of the third. We're scoreless. Nokomis and Valmeyer. You're listening to WSMI.
First batter for the Pirates.
We move to the bottom of the third. Valmeyer will send the 8, 9, and 1 hitters to the plate to face Carter Sobel. A 5-1 record on the season for Carter. A couple of very fine outings last Saturday. Had his way pretty much with the Mont Olive. And then came in and closed out the game Wednesday. I keep wanting to say yesterday. It's ball one, strike one on Drew Mouse, the senior designated hitter. For the Valmeyer Pirates, who come in with a 28-9 record. Breaking ball breaks in over the inside part of the plate. And like that, Sobel and the Redskins are ahead on the count to Drew Mouse. Andrew Whipple, senior left fielder, waits on deck. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Sobel. Swing and a little slow roller, thick grass, going to kill the ball, and third baseman's going to be able to do nothing but eat that one as the slow roller died about 15 feet in front of third. Herb Streeth got in there and made the grab, but it was too late as the fleet-footed Drew Mouse was able to leg out the infield single. And it's a leadoff hitter on for the second time in three innings for Valmeyer. And there will be a courtesy runner there coming in for Valmeyer. All right, Ryan Brinkman is the pinch or the courtesy runner for the designated here.
First base, number two, Ryan Brinkman.
So Brinkman down at first. Nobody out for Andrew Whipple. Whipple standing in from the left side. Last time the Pirates had this type of situation, they sacrificed the runner over. Herb Streeth cheating in a third, well in on the grass, anticipating just that. Whipple, the senior left fielder for VHS. He's going to swing away. Nope, he's going to take a call strike, but he was not indicating he wanted a bunt there. And the count goes to 0-1. Herb Street still playing about 8 or 10 feet inside the grass. Down at third base. Throw over to first. And the courtesy runner is back. Now the bunt is going to be fouled off. It's almost like a slap hit in softball. He simply poked the bat out there. Did not make connections. So Brinkman will have to go back and re-tag it first. And we'll do it all over again with a no-ball, two-strike count on Andrew Whipple. Michael Chisholm waiting on deck. Swing and a miss. First out of the inning. Third strikeout of the day for Carter Sobel. That'll take us back to the top of the batting order. Right, and Michael Chisholm, who started things off with a single back in the first inning. He bats here in the third. Tall, lanky hitter. Stands in from the left side. Another throw over to first. Brinkman back safely, diving in again. He's going to try to get the edge of the cutoff part there. Got a decent lead. Pitches low and away for ball one. to Michael Chisholm. Chisholm, as we said, a 379 batting average on the season. He helped that last time with the single. He'll look and send this one over the shortstop's head. It'll go into left field. Juggled there by the left fielder, and that's going to allow the base runner Brinkman to get to third base. So just a little bit of mistake there by Adam Lyons. His error will allow the base runner to head over to the corners. So there'll be runners on first and third as Chisholm comes up with his second single of the day. And it will be runners on the corners for the Valmire Pirates. Third hit of the day for Valmire. Now a pop-up goes back foul. Off the bat of Cole Jelfs. Jelfs sacrificed his first time up. Moved that runner to second. He was stranded down there. Now he bats with an 0-1 count. Fouls it back and the count goes to 0-2. Brinkman, courtesy runner down at third base. Chisholm down at first base. The 0-2 pitch to Cole Jelfs? No, they'll go back over to first. And diving back in is Chisholm. One out here in the bottom of the third. Redskins could use the K here. Instead, it's going to be fouled down the right field line and out of play. A lot of extra territory in foul territory down the right field side. Not quite as much, I don't think, over on the left field side. But in any event, the 0-2 delivery coming again. Little comebacker to the pitcher. He'll throw to first and get the out. So it'll go 1-3 for out number two. As on the play, Chisholm will move up to second base. So now with runners on second and third, it'll be left up to Jake Freckle, the senior center fielder. He'll stand in from the left side. Freckle, as we said, batting 371. He's got three triples. He could put the Pirates on the board here. Breaking ball comes inside corner for a called strike. Freckle steps out. Now he's back in and ready to go. Runners lead off from second and third, two outs. Swing and a miss. Sobel and the Redskins are one strike away from getting out of this third inning unscathed. But, as Coach Greg Reinhart would say, you've still got the big one left, guy. The number three hitter, Jake Kreckle. Here it comes, fouled off. Lot of umbrellas out today. Thank goodness they're out because of the sunshine, not because of rain. As it's basically a cloud-free day, just a few light puffy clouds off on the horizon. A very warm day. Just missed, low and inside. The folks in purple and white agreed with the call. The folks in red and black, not so much. We'll do it all over again with a 1-2 count. Sobel brings it. That one a called strike three. Carter Sobel with his second strikeout of the inning, his fourth strikeout of the day, and the Nokomis Redskins dodged the bullet here in the bottom of the third. As Valmire gets two hits, they score no runs. They strand two. They have now stranded three through three innings. We'll move to the top of the fourth. 0-0 Nokomis and Valmire. You're listening to WSMI. On to the fourth inning we go. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I am Gary Boker. Redskins dodged a bullet there thanks to some outstanding pitching by Carter Sobel as he picked up
first
two strikeouts and got out of that third inning. For the Redskins, it will be the number four, five, and six hitters due up here in the top of the fourth. Ryan Jansen, the strikeout victim his first time up, will lead things off for NHS. He'll look at strike one. Alex Tossetti waits in the on-deck circle. Austin McDowell would be next. Swing and a miss. As Chisholm puts something extra behind that one. Jansen was a wee bit late on the swing, and now he's in the hole, 0-2, leading off here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball stayed upstairs, and the count goes to 1-2. Chisholm, as we said, 3-1 on the season with an outstanding earned run average of 1.20. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball stayed way outside. So that evens the count at 2-2 on Ryan Jansen. He'll pop this one up right in front of the plate. Pitcher says, I'll take it, and he does for the first out here in the top of the fourth. So that's the second play that
brings up number
the pitcher,
Alex
Michael
Cassetti.
Chisholm, has made on a pop-up right in front of the plate. With one down and nobody on, that will bring to the plate Alex Tossetti, sophomore center fielder, hitting in that number 5 slot. He popped out to the pitcher to end the first inning. Bats here in the top of the fourth were scoreless. Outside for ball one. Tossetti, who was 0-2 against Jabot the other day with a walk and a run scored, called strike on the corner. So Tossetti will now swing a little slow roller. It takes a big hop, though, for the third baseman, who fires across the diamond. It goes McCarthy to Reinhardt for the second out. Two up, two down for the Redskins here at the top of the fourth. Austin McDowell, the senior second baseman, strikeout victim his first time up, will stand in with nobody on and two out here in the top of the fourth. Nokomis and Valmeyer doing battle today. With the winner moving on to Monday's Super Sectional game at Springfield Lincoln Land Community College. Two pitches don't find the strike zone either one, so McDowell is ahead on the count, 2-0. Today's winner will play either Liberty or Glassford Illini Bluffs. They're playing in the Abington Sectional today. Solid single into the hole for Austin McDowell, and so he continues the tirade at the bottom of the order. As we said the other day, they had 7 of the 9 hits came from the bottom 4 in the order for the Redskins. And McDowell continues that. Base hit number 3 for the Redskins. 2 of those 3 hits have come from the bottom of the order. That will bring up Carter Sobel. Throw to first, runner gets back. Sobel had a double to left center his first time. Center fielder is going to shade him over to left a little bit more. Oh, pitcher catches that one on a slow grounder back up the middle, and he'll fire on to first, and the Redskins are going to be retired. So in the inning for Nokomis, they get one hit. They score no runs. There's no errors. There's one left on base. They have now stranded 4, have the Redskins. We're scoreless going to the bottom of the fourth. Nokomis and Valmeyer coming your way on WSMI. We just get word that the Staunton Bulldogs season is over. Tutopolis defeated the Bulldogs today 6-1 in the championship game of the Flora Sectional. And so the South Central Conference entries are all finished for the year, but we want to say congratulations to the Staunton Bulldogs on an outstanding season, winning the South Central Conference, going undefeated in the conference, and winning a regional championship and getting all the way to the sectional championship game today, where they fall to the Tutopolis Wooden Shoes 6-1. We move now to the bottom of the fourth. We're scoreless here, Redskins and Pirates. Valmeyer will send the numbers 4, 5, and 6 hitters up as Philip Reinhart stands in and looks at ball one, a little upstairs. Here comes the 1-0 on the corner, called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. Reinhart, Kempfer, and McCarthy due up here in the bottom of the fourth for the Pirates. Another breaking ball comes in over the inside corner. Reinhart's tied up there and couldn't pull the trigger. He's now in the hole, 1-2. Sobel with two strikeouts in the last inning. Looking to see if he can get another one. This one breaks low and away for a ball, and the count goes to 2-2. Philip Reinhardt, sophomore first baseman, looks at ball three. That one wasn't close, and the count goes full. Not too many times today, I don't think any time today, have we seen a full count. Sobel's going to bring the 3-2 to Reinhardt. Here it is. It's outside. And it will be a leadoff walk for the Pirates. First free pass of the day given up by Sobel. But the dreaded leadoff walk. That'll bring Tyler Kempfer to the plate. He struck out to lead things off in the second. He bats with a runner on at first base and nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. The number five hitter. One hopper to third. Throws to second for the force out. Good play there by Herbstreit as he made a quick release of that ball to Austin McDowell. And so Reinhardt is retired 5-4 for the first out. Now manning first base will be Tyler Kempfer. He's there on the fielder's choice.
Number 12, Sam Fitzwilliam.
Fitzwilliam will be the
batter's number seven,
courtesy runner down at first base. So Fitzwilliams has to dive back in as Sobel fires over there. Ball one to Riley McCarthy. So runner on first with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Little number, two hopper. Second baseman makes a nice grab on that one. Austin McDowell got a very tough hop, but he handled it well. Fired on to B.J. Chaussee over at first for the second out. On the play, Fitzwilliam, the courtesy runner, moves up to second. And that'll bring up Jacob Rowald, who lined out to center his first time up. Batting from the left side, Rowald sends this one into right field. Right fielder comes charging. He makes a good pickup, fires to the plate. The runner's going to have to go back to third. They'll be on safely at the corners, but Nicholas Masher, he is the man of the hour right now, as he did an outstanding job of charging that ball in right field, and he sent a bullet towards the plate. And as a result,
next batter, number 18, Drew Mouse.
And the runners had to stay put. They're there at first and third now, as Drew Mouse, who's had an infield single his first time up, will come to the plate. But before they pitch to him, we'll have a meeting on the mound. As we look at these two teams, Valmeyer got through the regional at Metro East Lutheran by defeating Metro East 13-0 in the semifinal game of the regional. In the championship game, then in the first game of the sectional, Valmeyer defeated Carrollton 9-0, and that's how they got here to the championship game. On the other hand, Nokomis had a bit of a problem with Greenfield. Alex Tosetti's two-out, two-run double in the seventh gave them a 5-4 victory over Greenfield in the semifinals of the regional. Nokomis then handled Mount Olive 10-0 in the regional championship game. And then the Redskins, of course, defeated Waterloo-Jabot 5-3 here Wednesday to punch their ticket to today's championship game. Once again, the Pirates of Valmeyer, they're threatening with runners on the corners. They have stranded three runners on the day. And the pitch comes in high to Drew Mouse, the designated hitter. Mouse had a little slow roller down the third base line that simply died in the grass, and Herbstreit had to eat it for an infield single. Now outside. And it's 2-0 on the number 8 hitter, Drew Mouse. Andrew Whipple waiting on deck. Runners on first and third, two out, bottom of the fourth. Big pitch here. It's a ground ball into right field, and it's going to plate the run, as that was a solid single to right. as Drew Mouse has come through for the second time today with a hit. One was an infield single. This one went through to right to score the first run of the game as Fitzwilliams comes in, the courtesy runner. On the play, Jacob Rowald moved over to second. So there's runners on first and second following the RBI single for Drew Mouse, and that gives Val Meyer the lead, 1-0, as we play here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Time is called. First base coach giving him some instructions to his base runners. They'll lead away from first and second, respectively. And now Whipple, batting from the left side, swings and misses at the first one. So he's in the hole, 0-1. We talked about how Nokomis, bottom of the order, had created some runs. This one, he is out at second base as the pickoff play is successful. It will go 1-6 as Rowald was caught napping pickoff down at second base, and so the Redskins get out of that without further trouble. But in the inning, there was two hits, one run, only one left on base. Now the Pirates of Val Meyer have stranded four runners, but more importantly, they have scored the first run of the game. It's Val Meyer 1, Nokomis nothing. As we move on to the fifth inning, you're listening to WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here in the press box. The conclusion of today's game, we'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. And one up for consideration is that pickoff play in which Jacob Rowell was picked off second base as the Val Meyer Pirates had already scored one and had runners on first and second. But that ended the inning. So a good pickoff play there by Sobel and the Redskins. And now they'll lead things off with Nicholas Masher mashing one up against the wall in the right field. He'll pull in with a leadoff double. What a hit for Nicholas Masher as that one hit about halfway up on that screen fence there in right field. And it will be a leadoff double deep into right field for Nicholas Masher. Once again, the bottom of the order coming through for the Redskins. Runner down at second base. Nobody out for Hunter Arndt. Hunter's getting a bit of a lecture. And now Coach Reinhart says he would like to have a meeting on the mound. And it looks like they're going to make a pitching change. No, they're going to make a change in the outfield.
Entering the game in left field for
so Sam Fitzwilliam is going to go into left field for number 5, Andrew Whipple. So Sam Fitzwilliam takes over in left field as he will replace Andrew Whipple. Fitzwilliam wearing a number 12 as we'll go back to live action. And Hunter Arndt showed the bunt, pulled it back from ball one. Got the bat back in time, and the count is 1-0. This one, he'll pull the bat back from a called strike one, and the count will go even at 1-1. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Redskins trailing 1-0, seeing if they can get that run back. As he pulled back from the bunt, the ball went low, and the count goes to 2-0 on Hunter Arndt, the number 9 hitter in the Redskin lineup, the designated hitter. This one bounces in front of the plate. but the catcher, Tyler Kempfer, makes a good stop, and the runner has to stay down at second base. Count goes to 2-1. Makes 3-1 with the ball hitting in front of the plate. 3-1 on Arndt. He'll take a called strike on the outside corner, and the count will go full. Evan Herbstreit waiting on deck for NHS. They trail here as we play in the fifth, 1-0. Pull back from a bunt. The pitch goes low, and Arndt draws the walk. That is the first free pass given to the Redskins today. It puts runners on first and second with nobody out. And Coach Reinhardt's going to go back out to the mound again. Perhaps the heat is starting to wear on his hurler. As looks like they are going to make a call to the bullpen. So it would appear that Michael Chisholm's day is going to be finished, as he will go 4-plus innings. He has given up 4 hits, 1 free pass, 4 strikeouts, 3 of those coming in 1 inning for Michael Chisholm, and he's, of course, responsible for the 2 runners now on base. Five re-enters for 12. So five
now
is going to go.
Line, number five, Andrew Whipple.
Whipple's now going to go to the mound. Here in the fifth inning. So as we said, 4-plus innings for Chisholm. He's given up 4 hits. Thus far, no runs, but he's responsible for the 2 on base. He had 4 strikeouts and only 1 walk. So he will give way to Andrew Whipple. Whipple, big right-hander, bringing it. And he will be facing the top of the order as the Nokomis has Herbstreit, Chaussee, and Engelman. And if anybody else can get on, maybe they can get to Jansen as well. Nicholas Masher has led things off with a double deep into the right field corner. Hunter Arndt worked a 3-2 walk to put runners on first and second. So now Andrew Whipple
once again, the batter for Nokomis, number 20, Evan Herbstreit.
So it would appear now that the previous pitcher, Michael Chisholm, is going over to first. I don't know where Reinhardt went. But in any event, Herbstreit stands in with runners on first and second. Oh, he deadens the ball down nicely. No play except to first base, and the sacrifice is successful as it will go 2-4.
Sacrifice bunt is good.
On
one out
sacrifice
in the
for Herbstreit. That will be the first out here in the
top
of the
BJ
fifth.
Chaussee.
It will bring up B.J. Chaussee with now the tying run at third base and the potential go-ahead run down at second base as Chaussee will face Andrew Whipple, who will pitch off the stretch as he checks on the runners. Now to the plate. Inside. Chaussee had to duck out of the way of that one quickly, sending that midsection down towards first base. The 1-0 pitch now from Whipple. Laced down the first baseline. And the count is even at 1-1. We play here in the top of the fifth, 1-0. Valmeyer with the lead. Nokomis threatening.
Chaucy with two runners in scoring position and the infield drawn in, just about to the edge of the grass. He'll look at another one inside, and the count goes 2-1. Whipple trying to jam the left-hand hitting Chaucy. BJ has backed away from two and laced one foul down the right field line. Now he'll run through the hole, and it's going to be into left. A tying run will score as Chaucy comes up with a huge hit to left field. The left fielder came in quickly and fielded that one, so the runner at second had to be held up at third. However, the Redskins have scored the tying run as Nicholas Masher comes in to score. And on the play, Hunter Arndt gets to third, where he now is stationed, as that is the second hit of the inning, the fifth hit of the game for the Redskins. So the line score for both teams is even. One run, five hits, one error. And now the batter will be Connor Engelman. Engelman, 1-for-2. Singled back in the first. Grounded to the first baseman in the third. This one comes in a little bit high. And the count is 1-0 on the number three hitter in the batting order, Connor Engelman, the senior shortstop. Lead run, perched down at third base. That's Hunter Arndt. B.J. Chaucy takes his lead from first. Not much of a lead just yet. Catcher had stepped out in front of the plate. Now he'll get back in. And he wants to talk things over with his pitcher and say, hey, let's get straight on the count. And the pitcher says, okay, I don't see anybody down there at second base who would steal our signals, but whatever you say. Catcher back behind the plate. Mr. Wright encourages, let's play, gentlemen. Foul back and up against the screen. And the count goes to 1-1 on Connor Engelman. Engelman with a big at bat here. As the middle infield's playing about halfway. See if they can get a double play to get out of this inning. Engelman waits. Swings and misses. Strike two. Fooled by the off-speed delivery that time was Connor Engelman with 1-2. He'll protect the plate here. Catcher moves to the outside part of the plate. No pitch. Call timeout. And do it all over again. Whipple set. Checks on the runners. Now to the plate. Ooh, up and in. Almost hit Engelman. 2-2. What do they say? That was close enough that he may not need to shave for a couple days. In any event, with two balls and two strikes, runners on the corners, one out, Whipple having some problems out there. I don't know whether it's the perspiration on his hand. He's having trouble getting the grip on the ball. Coach brings the towel out. Evidently, there's not a rosin bag out there. It is a warm and humid day. As many would say, a typical Memorial weekend day. Want to encourage everybody, please be especially careful on the highways this weekend. Going to be a lot of people out there. Be nice. Ball's outside, gets waved to catcher, runner coming home, here's the tag. He is out at the plate as a little bit of a late jump perhaps for Arndt, and he's going to retire 2-1 for the second out of the inning on the play.
Two outs in the inning.
Chaucy will move down to second base. Call on the play was a ball, so the count goes full, 3-2 for Engelman. That ball just didn't get quite far enough away from home plate to allow the base runner, Hunter Arndt, to score what would have been the lead run. Now with two outs, Engelman with a 3-2 pitch, lofts it into right center field. Nobody gets that one. It goes right between the two fielders and all the way to the wall. A two-out double off the bat of Connor Engelman scores one. Oh, it might have scored two had they not got the runner at home just on the previous play. However, thinking on the positive, the two-out double by Connor Engelman plates B.J. Chaussee, and the Redskins have taken a 2-1 lead here in the top of the fifth. That will bring up Ryan Jansen. Jansen looks at a strike on the outside corner. He did not like the call. Perhaps shows his displeasure a little bit more than he should. You can bet the next close one's probably not going to go his way either. Use that stick, young man. He does, with a little number down the third baseline, but it'll go foul. And the count will go to 1-2 as Engelman's going to head back to second, and he'll re-tag. As the Redskins have plated two here in the top of the fifth, and they have taken a 2-1 lead. Six base hits, three of them coming here in the fifth inning. Jansen retrieves his bat. Now he's back to the plate for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Ground ball to second. Nice hop for the second baseman, who fires on to first. And Jansen is retired. However, the Redskins in the top of the fifth, they come up with two runs on the benefit of three hits. There was one walk given as well. One runner left stranded. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and it is Nokomis 2, Valmire 1. You're listening to WSMI. That's where you're tuned into right now, as we have the Valmire Pirates coming to bat in the bottom of the fifth. It will be the number 9 hitter, Andrew Whipple, standing in, as he was at the plate when Rowall was picked off second base to end the fourth inning. Ball outside, evens the count on Andrew Whipple, who leads things off here in the bottom of the fifth. For the first time today, Valmire is trailing. Ball is fouled back. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes on the leadoff hitter, Andrew Whipple. Michael Chisholm, 2-for-2 on the day, waits on deck. Pitch is high, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on the left-hand hitting Andrew Whipple. He struck out his first time. He'll take a ball low and in, and the count will go full on the number 9 hitter, Andrew Whipple. This one is popped up, and it'll come back and out of play. Last inning, when the Pirates scored their only run of the game, the inning was led off with a leadoff walk. In three of the previous four innings, Valmire's gotten their leadoff hitter on, but not this time, as Whipple's going to strike out for the second time today for the first out of the inning, and that will be the fifth strikeout for Carter Sobel today. Sobel will now face the top of the order as Michael Chisholm, 2-for-2 on the day, stands in. Takes strike one. We play here in the bottom of the fifth. Nokomis, with two runs in the top of the fifth, has taken a 2-1 lead over the Valmire Pirates, who finished second in state last year. Second pitch comes in high, so the count is even on Chisholm. One ball, one strike. Sobel brings it. And Chisholm, for the third time this morning, or this afternoon, as the case may be, singles in to right.
Batter number 14, Cole Gell.
That is base hit number 6. Six hits on the day for the Pirates, and three of them off the bat of Michael Chisholm. He's down at first with one out. And Cole Gell takes a call, strike one. Jelf sacrificed in first, grounded back to the pitcher in the third. Bats here in the fifth with one on and one out. Pitch bounces to the plate for a ball. Jansen's able to keep it in front of him, but it bounces away, and on the wild pitch, the potential tying run moves down to second base. So Chisholm now is perched at second base with one out and a 1-1 count on the batter, Cole Jelfs. Jelfs stands in on the right side. Sobel brings it. Ooh, inside. And the count goes to 2-1. Jake Krekel waiting on deck. The Pirates have had only one 1-2-3 inning. Now a line drive. It goes into right field. Runner around second. On to third. Rounds third and holds up as once again Masher gets the ball in quickly. But back-to-back singles by the Pirates have put runners on the corners. That's the seventh base knock of the day for Val Meyer. Now with runners on first and second and only one out, that will bring up Jake Krekel. Krekel, 371 batting average, batting in that number three slot. Looked at strike three his last time up. First time up, he grounded to the shortstop. Nokomis could sure use a double play here as the Pirates are threatening. Ball one comes in low. Both teams showing the propensity to come back. After Val Meyer scored one in the fourth, Nokomis came back with two. Val Meyer threatening here as that's a called strike on the inside corner and the count goes to 1-1. Sobel and the Redskins could sure use a strikeout here. The runners lead away from first and third. The pitch, breaking ball stays upstairs, and the count goes to 2-1. Center fielder has Krekel faded over. He's got him played almost perfectly as he had stationed himself just a little bit to the right of center, but the fly ball is going to be enough to get the run home as the sacrifice fly goes F8 for the second out. But he gets the RBI, does Jake Krekel, as they'll get the ball back in, and the runner will have to hold at first. And so the Pirates hit one to the outfield where they needed to. I was about to say the center fielder had him shaded just a little bit to right center, had him played perfectly. But it was deep enough that Chisholm was able to score the tying run. We're not at 2-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch comes in outside to Philip Reinhart. Sobel laboring. It's a pop-up. Chaucy goes over towards the fence. He's got a play. He makes the catch, and that will retire the Pirates here in the fifth inning. But not before on two hits. The Pirates score one run. They'll leave one stranded. They've stranded five through five innings. But more importantly, they scored one to knot this one up. 2-2. Nokomis and Val Meyer tied after five. You're listening to WSMI. At the conclusion of today's game, we'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. Got a couple of them circled already thus far. One was the play last inning where Rowald was picked off second base to end the fourth inning and keep the scoring opportunity for the Pirates at one run. They came back and got another run this inning to tie things up. Another possibility for a Diamonds and Dogs play of the game was the fact that Hunter Arndt trying to score on a passed ball was thrown out at the plate. It went 2-1, and that was a killer there, as not only was he retired, but then the next couple of pitches saw a one-run double, which could have been a two-run double. Instead, the Redskins got only one run, and as a result, we're tied here moving to the sixth inning. It is 2-2 as the Redskins will send up Alex Tocetti, Austin McDowell, and Carter Sobel here in the sixth. called strike, breaking ball over the plate. Andrew Whipple, since coming in, calls strike two. 0-2 is the count on the leadoff hitter, Alex Tossetti. This one goes back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. So the line on Michael Chisholm was 4-plus innings, gave up 4 hits and 1 run. 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. He cannot be the winner or the loser, as this ball game now belongs to Andrew Whipple, and we're tied 2-2. Of course, Carter Sobel, he's the pitcher of record for the Redskins, as he's pitched the entire game thus far. Oh, swing and a miss on Tossetti, as that ball was way outside, but he could not hold up. That's the way the sixth inning starts.
Now batting number 9,
strikeout number 5 for the Redskins today, and that will be the first strikeout of the game since coming into the game for Andrew Whipple. Trying to bunt, Austin McDowell bunts this one almost into the Nokomis dugout. And so the count will go to 0-1 on Austin McDowell, who's 1-for-2. He struck out to lead off the second and then singled in the fourth. He bats here in the sixth, and we're tied 2-2. Pitches outside, and the count goes to 1-1. Carter Sobel waiting on deck. He had a double today. This one is lined, but way foul down the left field line. And so the count will go to 1-2 on Austin McDowell. McDowell, the senior second baseman for the Redskins. As we said, the winner of this game goes to the Springfield Super Sectional Monday at 4. Swing and a miss on a high, hard one. Just like that, Whipple has picked up two strikeouts here in the sixth
now
inning.
Batting number 12, Carter
Six Ks
Sobel.
On the day for the Redskins. That'll bring up Carter Sobel. Sobel, as we said, is 1-for-2, doubled in the second, grounded back to the pitcher in the fourth. He bats with 2 outs here in the sixth. He'll send this one in to right field for a 2-out single. So Sobel is on base safely for the second time. That will be the 7th hit of the day for the Redskins. And they give them an opportunity for perhaps a 2-out rally, as that will bring up Nicholas Masher. Masher, who struck out back in the second, doubled and scored in the 5th.
Number 10, Cameron Neisler.
Neisler will be the courtesy runner
down
at first base.
Nicholas Masher.
Cameron Neisler runs at first, as Nicholas Masher. We'll see if he can get a hold of another one into that right field corner. They're trying to pitch him away to make sure he can't turn on one. Ball one goes in outside. Masher, the sophomore right fielder, 1-for-2 on the day. Little excuse me swing, fouls that one off the left side. Evens the count up at 1-1. Runner on first, 2 out, as we play here in the top of the 6th. Nokomis and Valmeyer tied 2-2. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Masher. Inside for ball 2. 2 balls and 1 strike. It's Neisler takes his lead down at first. Rather conservative lead. To the stretch. To first. Runners back in safely. As Michael Chisholm manning the duties down at first base now. And we await the 2-1 pitch to Nicholas Masher. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-2. And so Whipple, one pitch away from striking out the side, as he struck out Tossetti to lead things off. Then followed that with a K to Austin McDowell. A single. Now swing and a miss. And It is 1-2-3 strikeouts here in the inning. 7 Ks on the day for the Redskins. And so the Redskins get one hit, but they score no runs. They strand one and have now stranded 6. We go to the bottom of the 6th. 2-2, Nokomis and Valmeyer. You're listening to WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here in the press box. Reminder once again, following tonight's game, or today's game, we will announce our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. We move to the bottom of the 6th, and the leadoff hitter, Tyler Kempfer, takes ball 1. Tied at 2, Valmeyer and Nokomis. That's a strike at the knees, and the count's evened up at 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike on the number 5 hitter, Tyler Kempfer. He struck out to lead off the 2nd, reached on a fielder's choice in the 4th. Bats here in the 6th, takes ball 2 outside. Riley McCarthy is on deck. Jacob Rowald is in the hole. Little bit of problems with control for Carter Sobel as he throws not 1, not 2, but now 3 balls outside. The count goes to 3-1 on the leadoff hitter. Now a swing and a miss as Kempfer thought he had one he liked but couldn't quite get around on it. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Carter Sobel. Breaking ball stays upstairs, and it's a leadoff walk for the 2nd time in the last 3 innings for Valmeyer. And so Kempfer with a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the 6th.
Running at first base for Valmeyer, number 8, Logan Seidler.
Logan Seidler will be the courtesy runner down at first base. Seidler running for
now number 7, Riley
the
McCarthy.
Catcher, Tyler Kempfer. That will bring to the plate Riley McCarthy. McCarthy, who struck out in the 2nd, grounded 2-2nd in the 4th. He'll stand in from the left side with a runner on first. Herb Streeth comes in about 8 or 10 feet on the grass. At 3rd, Chaucy holds the runner at 1st. Middle infielders playing mid-depth. Called strike on the corner. And McCarthy is in the hole, 0-1. Flag continuing to fly out there in center field. The breeze coming from the west-southwest. And the bunt, a good one. First baseman has to field it. The sacrifice is successful as it will go 3-4 for the first out in the inning. But more importantly, as far as the Pirates are concerned, the courtesy runner, Logan Seidler, moves down to second base. And he represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the 6th. And that'll bring up Jacob Rowald, who lined to center his first time. And singled in the 4th. It was picked off to end the 4th down at second base. So Rowald stands in from the left side. And Sobel brings the first pitch in for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 out, bottom of the 6th. Go-ahead run perched down at second base. Here comes the pitch. It's upstairs and it's 2-0. Carter Sobel walked the leadoff hitter, now falling behind 2-0 on the number 7 hitter, Jacob Rowald, freshman second baseman. This pitch on the outside corner is a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 on, 1 out. Man perched down there at second base as Sobel looks in. Now he looks back and checks on the runner and brings it. Swing and a miss. Rowald, the freshman, wanted to see if he could drive in that go-ahead run. Now he faces a 2-2 count. Drew Mouse, who has a couple of singles on the day, waits in the on-deck circle. The 2-2 pitch. Nope, Sobel steps off the mound. And that means Rowalt will step out of the box. He's back in the batter's box and ready. Sobble to the stretch, to the plate. Lines it into left center field. Left fielder over, but it goes past him. It'll roll all the way to the fence. Coming in to score is Seidler with the go-ahead run for the Valmeyer Pirates. Just like that, they have plated a run on the benefit of a leadoff double walk, a sacrifice bunt, and a resounding one-out double off the bat of Jacob Rowald. So Rowald, who was picked off second base, did something there to redeem himself as he had the solid double to left center, got all the way to the wall, and plated the go-ahead run, as that was Logan Seidler as the courtesy runner. The pitch comes in high now. That was base hit number 8 on the day, second hit of the day for Rowald. And he has the huge RBI, which makes it 3-2 Valmeyer. Now batting, Drew Mouse. He took a ball and then fouled the next pitch back, and the count goes to 1-1. One ball, one strike, one on, one out, and one in. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Valmeyer has taken a 3-2 lead over the Nokomis Redskins. Sobble brings it in on the outside corner. Right fielder didn't get a good bead on it, but he's able to corral it as Nicholas Meischer out there looked a little uncertain, but he was finally able to corral it in right field for the second out of the inning.
Now batting number 5,
that will bring
Andrew
up
Whipple.
Andrew Whipple in the number 9 slot. Whipple has struck out twice today. Sobel and the Redskins could sure use a strikeout here. 3-2 Valmeyer. A bunt. Third baseman comes in, can't handle it, and it'll be an infield single for the number 9 hitter, Andrew Whipple. Kind of caught everybody by surprise on the play. Base runner goes over to third, so now there's runners on the corners. It's currently a one-run lead for the Valmeyer Pirates, but Michael Chisholm, who has been to the plate 3 times, he has gotten 3 singles, he has scored a run, and the Redskins desperately need to retire him for the first time today, right here, right now. Runners on the corners. Chisholm takes a strike on the inside corner. Last time Chisholm walked, advanced on a wild pitch and scored. He'll bat, and the ball gets by the catcher, back to the screen, and the wild pitch is going to plate a second run as Rowald comes in to score, making it 4-2 on wild pitch. Andrew Whipple moves down to second, so without even having to take the bat off his shoulders, the Redskins have given up another run, 2 here in the bottom of the sixth, and now we'll have a meeting on the mound as that wild pitch will even the count at 1-1 on Michael Chisholm. So it'll be one ball and one strike on the hitter Michael Chisholm, but some damage has already been done. An RBI double by Jacob Rowald plated one run. The leadoff walk coming in to score for the go-ahead run. And now an insurance run comes in on the wild pitch. One ball, one strike, 2 outs for the hitter Michael Chisholm. Perfect 3-for-3 on the day. He bats from the left side and takes a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, 2 strikes, runner on second, 2 runs already in. Valmeyer with a 4-2 lead. Reinhardt, seeing if he can add to that. This one is high and away, and the count goes to 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, runner on second, 2 out, 2 runners in. Valmeyer, 4-2 lead. They will be 3 outs away from a trip to the Super Sectional. That one a little bit high, and the count goes full to Michael Chisholm. Chisholm, who started the day as the Valmeyer pitcher, is not the pitcher of record anymore. Line to center field. Center fielder takes a couple of steps back and makes the catch for the third out here in the bottom of the sixth. But the damage has been done. It started with a leadoff walk, then an RBI double, then a wild pitch. And as a result, the Pirates plate two with the benefit of two hits, one walk. They strand one runner, leaving six on for the day. But more importantly, the Valmeyer Pirates score two in the sixth. So after scoring single runs in the fourth and the fifth, these two in the sixth will give them a 4-2 lead as we move to the top of the seventh. Last chance for the Redskins. You're listening to WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. Three big outs left for the Redskins. They must score at least two runs to continue this game as Valmeyer goes into the top of the seventh, leading 4-2. Leading things off for Nokomis will be Hunter Arndt, the number nine hitter. He will take strike one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, fouled back, and quickly Arndt's in the hole, 0-2. If Arndt can get on, that time he held up just in time. And the count goes to 1-2. So Arndt stays alive with a 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Way outside. Goes back to the backstop. And it goes to 2-2. Second baseman has him played over almost like it's a full shift. If he could send one back up the middle, there's a lot of running room there as the center fielder has him played shaded to left. But he does not connect and becomes strikeout victim number seven and out number one here in the top of the seventh.
Evan Herbstreit.
To the top of the order we go as the Redskins looking for base runners trailing by two. Evan Herbstreit, the freshman third baseman, reached on an error, flied to right, and had a sacrifice. So he's 0-2 on the day. Takes ball one from Andrew Whipple, who stands to be the winning pitcher. Herbstreit with a slow roller to shortstop. He gobbles it up and fires it across the diamond. And just like that, it's two up and two down for the Redskins. And their final hope rests with B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee, who reached on a fielder's choice in the first, flied to left in the third, had an RBI single, and then came around to score as the Redskins scored two in the fifth to take a 2-1 lead. They have since relinquished that lead. Valmeyer now one out away from moving on to Monday's super sectional game at Springfield. Chaussee seeing if he can't keep this inning alive. So he'll stroke one into right field for a two-out single. So B.J. Chaussee comes up with his second hit of the day. That is the eighth hit of the afternoon for the Redskins. Now Engelman, who is 2-for-3 with a single and an RBI double, he represents the tying run for the Redskins. Engelman, senior shortstop, as we said, 2-for-3 on the day with an RBI, a single, and a double. Wants to keep this inning going. Takes ball one outside. Waiting on deck, hoping for an opportunity to bat, is Ryan Jansen as Engelman stands in from the right side. He'll send this one right up the middle off the pitcher to the shortstop, who'll make the grab, and just like that, it will go 1-6-3. The pitcher utilizing his backside to deflect that ball to his shortstop, And despite the fact that the Nokomis Redskins get one hit, they score no runs. They leave one stranded. They stranded seven on the day. And this one is in the books as Valmeyer wins this one 4-2. We'll take a break and come back and recap and announce our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. It's been a big day of baseball, but not good results for our local teams as the Staunton Bulldogs went down to defeat at the hands of Totopolis 6-1 in the Flora sectional. And here at the Greenville sectional in a game just completed, the Valmeyer Pirates defeat the Nokomis Redskins 4-2. As we look at the game totals, Nokomis, who sees their season record end at 21-4, they scored two runs on eight hits, had the benefit of one walk. They left seven stranded, and as a result of the stranded runners, they come up a couple of runs short. But what an outstanding outing! What an outstanding tournament run! What an outstanding season for the Nokomis Redskins, 21-4 on the season. For the Valmeyer Pirates, with the victory, they will move on to 29-9. They will also move on to the Springfield Lincolnland Community College Super Sectional come Monday night, where at 4 o'clock they'll play either Liberty or Glassford Lioni Bluffs. However, the season is over for the Redskins, but our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game is a redemption play, and it goes to Jacob Rowald, who got picked off second base to end the fourth inning and limit Valmeyer to only one run. But be not dismayed as he came back in the sixth inning and he had the RBI double, which secured the winning run for the Valmeyer Pirates today. So it is Jacob Rowald with the one out RBI double in the sixth inning. That is our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Greenville University for their hospitality. And of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Thanks to all of our sponsors who have made all of these athletic contests that we bring your way all year long possible. Without them, we can't be putting these fine athletic events on the air. Make sure you patronize those people that you have heard from in the course of our ball games this year. And of course, special thanks goes back to the studio to Tom Williams, our producer. One final time, from the Greenville Sectional Championship game today, it is Valmeyer 4, Nokomis 2. This is Gary Boker saying, get well, T-Tote. So long from the Diamond.